I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. With Sudan's peace accord tentatively holding, the South is talking about forming its own country in 6 years. There are undercurrents that are threatening the region's stability. Words of Hope's Lady Young says the Sudanese church has grown very quickly in this time, adding that with the changes that could come, what they're doing is more important than ever.
Most of the time I'm spending here is in training of Sudanese pastors and evangelists. That is related to the radio work and especially to the follow-up effort in which we try to partner with the churches in helping to provide leadership training.
Next, a nationwide strike by unions in Guinea has gone past the two-week mark. Guinea's labor unions want the country's president to step down, expressing a no confidence in his rule. They've also presented their willingness to negotiate. More than 30 people have died in the protest in the nation's capital, and New Tribes Mission was forced to move their staff to a safer part of the country. While protests have spread to the interior, it hasn't affected New Tribes missionaries just yet. Pray for a quick and peaceful resolution. And HCJB Global is partnering to make a difference in the lives of people in Papua New Guinea through Christian radio. HCJB Global's Ty Stakes says the government gave them licenses for 35 radio stations, but they won't be doing this alone.
We've got a partner in Port Moresby, the capital. That's where the main radio station is. HCJB is responsible for all the equipment in this network, for training the people that work in this Wantok Radio Light, as it's called. As this ministry is built, we raise money to put on new repeaters, and they spread out across the whole geography.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.